With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. There will be a new state senator next year for St. Joseph, Cass, and Berrien counties. Term limits prohibit the current senator, John Prost, from seeking another term. Ian Haight is the Democratic candidate for state senate in the 21st District. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So give us a little bit of background. Tell us about yourself.
Sure. So I graduated from Kalamazoo College right here, and had a poli-sci major. Didn't really think I was ever going to do anything with that, but then about 8 years ago, I went to a Hager Township board meeting. I wasn't really affected by the issue that the board was talking about that day, but a good 100 people showed up. I'd say 30 people spoke, and the board sat there with these kind of cold stone faces, and it was really clear to me that they were not listening to the people anymore. And as kind of a young, naive, idealistic guy, I said, that's not right. That's not democracy. What's going on here? And that led me to start a recall there. So I ended up recalling those three board members and got to the point where I was like, well, now that I've done this thing, I should probably put my money where my mouth is. So I ran for township clerk. And I did that for two terms, and I found that I really enjoyed it. It was kind of a new public service aspect for me that I hadn't really ever done before.
So now you're running for state senate. If you are elected, what would be your top priorities and the things you'd want to get done there?
Yeah, so the answer I like to give for this is that, I don't have an agenda. I don't have anything that I'm taking up there, any grand plans. I want to listen to the people of my counties, Berrien, Cass, and St. Joe, and see what they want done. I think we're lacking that voice in Lansing right now. When I knock on doors, that's what I hear from people. They're like, oh, who's our current state rep? Who's our current senator? They have no idea. They know those people are bought and paid for in Lansing, and, they don't have a voice anymore. So I want to bring that voice to them.
Okay, but as you're knocking on doors and you're listening to people, what are the issues they're telling you that they want to see a state senator go up there and fix?
Yep. I'd say there's four top issues. Education, healthcare, and infrastructure. And infrastructure includes both roads and water systems. Those are the three that I hear the most. And then auto insurance rates and kind of some things like that is a kind of a far fourth.
So if you're going to go up there and work on education, what sort of legislation would you be proposing? What sort of ideas would you have?
Yep. So, I started out as a teacher, actually. I still work in education for Berrien and Risa. So that's kind of in my wheelhouse. Essentially, the problem we have with education right now is we're severely underfunding it. We've had 16 years of shrinking education budgets. In 2010, Governor Snyder put like a 30% cut on education. And I was in a district when that happened. I saw good teachers get pink slipped and leave the profession completely. So, there's a good bipartisan study that was put out a little less than a year ago now, I think. And it said that we're underfunding education in Michigan by about $2,000 per kid. And the funny thing is, we have that money in the K-12 school aid fund. It's there. This isn't something like we need to raise taxes to get it. The money exists. But what our current legislature is doing is a bit of a shell game, and they move money out of there unconstitutionally to other funds, which they're not supposed to be able to do.
Mainly for higher education.
Well, but then it's not adding to the higher education budget. They take that higher ed budget and move that somewhere else. So it's a shell game of moving the money around, and that's how they get away with it. That's how they claim it's legal.
But at some point, aren't you going to have to say that somewhere where that money is going to have to be cut, or you're going to have to find new revenue?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Do you have an area that you would say we don't need to spend as much money on and we can spend more on education because of that?
Yeah. So, the whole point of that 30% education cut was to offset the huge corporate tax breaks that Snyder did, for his buddies right when he got in. I think we can roll some of those back. And that right there would solve that original problem.
So raise the corporate tax rate back to where it was. Infrastructure. You say that this is a concern you're hearing about. What would you want to do about it?
Absolutely. Gretchen Whitmer has a nice infrastructure plan on her website if anybody's interested in looking at it. I would support that plan. I think we can start.
This is the infrastructure bank? Is that what you're
essentially
talking about?
Essentially, yeah. And, get people out there, get people working on these jobs. Proposal one talks about, legalizing marijuana. Essentially, that would allow us to expunge a lot of criminal convictions. And I think we get a lot of these people that are having a hard time finding jobs because they have felony convictions that they really shouldn't going forward, criminal justice wise. I think we can get those people to work. If we have good, high paying jobs for them on some of these infrastructure projects, it's kind of a win-win situation.
So therefore, you are a yes on proposal one for legalizing marijuana?
Yes, for both the criminal justice aspects and the tax increase, tax revenue from it.
water infrastructure. You also mentioned water infrastructure, and certainly there's parts of that district where that's a big deal. What specifically do you think the state needs to do?
Yeah, the state just needs to step in and help. You know, we have 70 municipalities that have worse lead rates right now than Flint does. And I've talked to those municipality leaders, and there's no way they can fund those repairs on their own. This is something maybe if they'd started saving 50 years ago, they could. But now when these problems pop up, it would literally bankrupt those cities. So the state's going to have to step in as part of that infrastructure bill and help.
Specifically, are there places in the 21st State Senate District where this is an issue?
Yeah, Benton Harbor is having this issue.
This is a state Senate district that went for the Republican with 64% of the vote in 2014. What are you offering that you think might get voters who regularly vote Republican to do something different?
Yep. So this is an interesting district. If you look at the 2008 presidential, you know, Barry and Cass and St. Joe as a whole voted for Obama. So the Democratic votes exist if we can get the people out. The other part of my plan is, you know, when I knock doors, I knock on every door. You know, my list says they're a strong Republican. Doesn't matter. I go and talk to them. Talked to a wonderful 84-year-old couple the other day with an Upton sign in their yard. And they're going to vote for me after that. They liked that I stopped by. They liked that I was willing to talk with them, and more that I wanted to represent them. You know, I'm not taking any of the DeVos money like my opponent is. I'm not part of that agenda. All my money comes locally, and I want to actually, you know, use that to represent the people here, and they appreciate that.
Ian Haight is the Democratic candidate for state Senate in the 21st District. That includes St. Joseph, Cass, and Berrien counties. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.